You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national. We cover down on all the issues. And like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. All right, well, listen, every day this week, I have made it a point to bring on another conservative advocacy group of some type or another who is working in what I'm calling the conservative battle space. Here in the state of Alabama. I want you guys to hear, because, you know, I'm constantly talking about, hey, find your spot. There's a place to get engaged. It might be a passion point, like a single thing, like education reform or defense of the Second Amendment, or maybe you're kind of broad-based. You want to see good policies in government, and you're willing to go and work with an organization that's more broad in its nature. Or maybe it's pro-life. Well, I say that because I got a guy coming on right now who I've known for probably a decade or more. Somebody who I have the utmost respect for. Eric Johnston is an attorney in Birmingham. He's an AV rated attorney, which is the highest ranking we can get. He has a long pedigree of doing major representation for his clients, but he's also, by the way, been the head of the Alabama Pro-Life Coalition for a number of years, and where I met him was when I was in the state Senate, and he was helping advocate for pro-life legislation. So without further ado, let me just stop talking and bring on my friend Eric Johnston. Eric, how you doing today, sir?
I'm doing well, Phil. Thank you very much.
Well, great, man. I'm so glad to hear it. Listen, I don't think you and I have even been on the phone together since the Dobbs decision. But you've been out there in the trenches, and what I'd really love to do is, if you don't mind, give folks a little of your personal background and then tell them about the Pro-Life Coalition and other things that you've also worked on, like with Southeast Law Institute.
Okay, good. Yeah, I'm glad to. I've practiced law quite a number of years, more than I want to admit. So, but I got, in the late 70s, I got, as a lawyer, I realized, you know, there's more than just practicing law. What should lawyers be doing that are good for the community and so forth? And I was a Christian. I was conservative. And I realized then that the Roe v. Wade decision had not been long issued, and I thought, you know, I'd get involved in that. So I wrote, there was very few pro-life organizations back then, so I wrote a letter to one of them, and I said, get me up to speed on this. And they sent me a letter back, and everything I needed to know was on one page. And from there, you know, we just struggled through almost 50 years of efforts to reverse Roe v. Wade. And during that time, I did other stuff. I got involved with religious freedom work, initially with the Rutherford Institute. It's still around, but it's kind of got off on the black helicopter issues and so forth. But I've continued to do the, you know, religious liberty, parents' rights, education rights. You know, we work on a lot of issues, and mostly in the legislature now. It's, you know, it's better to go and try to affect public policy and work with people to get that done rather than to go to court and not be able to really predict how it makes turn out. So, you know, we've had, you know, good conservative people in the state work well together for a number of years. And I've been privileged to work with them, and of course, the Alabama Pro-Life Coalition has been one of those main organizations.
Well, you guys, Pro-Life Coalition. I mean, I saw you in the state house constantly, and you also cared about other tangential legislation. But I can remember more than once having a bill. Sometimes I sponsored or co-sponsored. At the very least, I was there to advocate for it in committee. But you guys were always at the public hearings. You also, though, helped even craft some of the legislation that we passed into law. And more than once, you also gave us the legal standing to be able to pursue that, you know, with confidence.
Well, you know, it's kind of a unique area. Not many lawyers, including the, you know, the Legislative Services Agency, get involved with, you know, First Amendment issues, whether it's freedom of religion or freedom of speech. And certainly on the abortion issue is kind of a unique issue. So, you know, we had been experienced in those things, and we were glad to assist in draft legislation, and the Legislative Services Agency is always good to work with us, and we still do that. This past time, we were getting into some very unusual areas having to do with drag queens.
Yeah.
Drafting, you know, a law, a bill that we file this year, it got kind of late in the session. It'll come back up in the next session to amend the Alabama Anti-Obscenity Enforcement Act to cover this new phenomenon of drag queens, exhibiting inappropriate behavior in front of minors. So, you know, we get into some very unique areas.
Well, you do, and, being with the Pro-Life Coalition, back on that a second, I tell you what, let me say two things on that. Number one is I have a distinct memory of sitting in a room with you and several other pro-life advocates in Montgomery, and we were talking through, and it was interesting to see the perspectives. There were some who were all or none. We either get the personhood bill passed or we've all failed. And then there's the other side that was saying, take what we can get, as much as we can. We'll be incremental if we have to, but we'll keep fighting for life one step at a time, if that's what it takes. And what I remember in that meeting was you brought reason to the argument and helped bring groups that had two different perspectives into basically a coalesced effort, if you will. And I wanted to tell you that on the air, that I appreciated that very much.
Well, thanks, Phil. I appreciate that. It was good working with people like you, and there's others still there who understand you got to be a little bit pragmatic when you work on laws. You can't get everything you want. The other side, other people with other ideas, they have what they want. You do have to draw a red line, though, on some of these cultural issues,
yeah,
on where you won't go. But, you know, like you mentioned the personhood thing, there was a big effort years ago to try to get a personhood bill passed, the law, but that would have been useless at the time because the Supreme Court of the United States would not have upheld the constitutionality of it, so there was no point in getting that kind of a law passed. But we could work within the parameters of Supreme Court rulings on how you could regulate abortion, and we passed some really good laws over the years, like the Woman's Right to Know Act and the Women's Health and Safety Act. We probably a dozen or more laws that regulated abortion, that reduced the number of abortions, and at the same time improved women's health care. And of course, when we got to the late teens of the 21st century, we realized, well, Trump put some people on the Supreme Court. It's about time now that we stepped up and maybe challenged Roe. And that's what we did in 2019 and passed the Human Life Protection Act. That was the best time to do it. And, you know, it was just last year that the Supreme Court in the Dobbs decision reversed Roe on June the 24th, I think it was. That very day, our law went into effect, and we don't have any more surgical abortion centers in Alabama.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? I mean, what a day. I mean, it's one of those things that you almost look back now and think, we wondered if the day would ever come during our lifetime, and yet here we are. That being said, let me ask you a question. I was going to go into number two of my question or points is pro-life. A lot of folks affiliate the term pro-life with the abortion issue. But being pro-life means you're pro-life. And one of the movements we're seeing right now is to try and enhance adoption. And I wonder, do you see anything coming down the pike on that that's going to increase or make it easier for good parents to adopt a child that might have otherwise been aborted had the laws not allowed?
Oh, yeah. That is a very viable option now for people who have a pregnancy and decide they don't want the child. We have a couple of laws that help that, and they've been expanded in this last session. One, the Safe Haven law, where someone can anonymously leave a child, I think it's 45 days now, within 45 days of birth, anonymously, like at a fire station, and then that child would be taken and put into the system to get adopted. The probate code was streamlined some this year. It was kind of a multi-year effort by probate judges and lawyers and so forth to make it easier. Now, there was in both of those laws, there was things that we might have wanted more than what was put into them, but it made it a lot easier. Pregnancy resource centers are now working overtime because of the number of women that are coming in who ordinarily would have gone to one of the abortion clinics, and now they're coming in and getting support, and these centers are directing them to places where they can get a place to live, maybe get clothes, get help with adoption, just whatever they need. And that's a lot of what they're doing. And we try to get them a tax credit this year, but all the tax credit bills just about did not pass. We got a grocery tax reduction, and they use that as an excuse not to pass the tax credit bills.
Yeah.
So, you know, you get what you can.
you're so right. Well, listen, we got a couple of minutes left here, but, you know, one of the things I think that's important for people to realize is that even though we have the Dobbs decision putting it back on the states and that Alabama is a pro-life state, that we're also not done with this issue, that abortion remains a scourge that's out there. If folks want to get involved, there's still work to do, I would imagine. Would you agree with that?
Oh, yeah. Every community has got a pregnancy resource center or a pro-life group that works on things. And let me say this, just from what you said before we have to go, is that the Dobbs sent it back to the states. It just didn't throw out abortion altogether. So we have a whole lot of new issues that come up. One of them for Alabama is our law prohibits drug-induced abortions. You can't do it here, but people can order drugs, particularly from India or China. And women can do that and then get them here in the mail and then self-abort. It's dangerous. It shouldn't be done. We're fighting with the FDA about regulating that. But we're going to have a bill next year that will stop those drugs from coming into the state, and that way we can stop mothers from aborting their children. We don't want mothers to go to prison, and there's some who advocate that. The women are victims just like the unborn children, and that's why we have pregnancy resource centers. It's a complex, nuanced issue across the board now, and we can deal with these issues, and we just need good people to get involved in that effort.
Well, I'll tell you what, that's a great way to wrap. And I'll tell you too, Eric, thank you for being in the trenches on this issue. I mean, almost since Roe passed. I mean, just a few years after it passed, you got personally involved. And thank you for your work for state law in Alabama. If folks want to get involved with you or with something else that you're familiar with in this regard, how would you recommend them find it?
Well, I think, you know, with Google, the best way is you get on there and you Google for your area for pregnancy resource centers or, you know, other words that may give you a link. It's kind of hard to get involved in a legislative issue, but you can get involved with other, you know, conservative groups and others who are involved in this and get on their mailing list, get information. So you can, when something comes up in the state house, you can go there. I mean, you can, you know, you can write letters or send emails. So just all kind of ways to get involved.
All right, brother. Well, I appreciate you, and I appreciate you making time for us today. Thanks for being on Right Side Radio.
I'm glad to do it. Thank you for having me.
Thanks, Eric. Take care now. Yeah, I'll tell you too, when I was at the Alabama Policy Institute, we actually gave Eric an achievement award for his work. He has truly been in the trenches, and I don't mean like a little bit, bro. I mean, like, he's also got other activities he does besides just practicing law. He's got the Southeast Law Institute that specializes in pursuing issues on religious freedom. Citizens for a Better Alabama, it's a lobbying organization that lobbies on behalf of conservative policy and fights things like, you know, gambling and the teachers' unions, and I mean, so he's been in the trenches, and I'm personally glad he's there. All right, listen, we're going to come back, and I think I'm going to jump into my third dipper, but I've got like 9 pounds of text messages to deal with, so we'll see. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back.